Hey, listeners, I just wanted to let you all know that this was recorded a while ago before quarantine, and I hope that you all are staying safe and healthy during this time. So enjoy the episode. Welcome to Dating Talk with Keely. Okay, welcome to Dating Talk with Keely.
Thank you.
Can you tell the listeners your name and your age?
Yes, my name is Keely and I'm 24 years old.
And how do you identify?
A straight female.
Awesome. What do you do for a living?
I work in fashion right now. I actually went to FIT in the city, so.
Awesome. Yeah. So where did you grow up and where do you live now?
I grew up in Western New York and right now I live in Manhattan.
Nice. What were your parents like?
My parents, they got divorced when I was 10, and then my mom is a hairstylist, and my dad works in, like, maintenance and stuff, and so when they got divorced, it was kind of, like, completely separate parenting styles and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I grew up, like, pretty, I mean, averagely normal, but with the typical, like, struggles of a, you know,
divorce.
Like, I hate to say, like, broken home, but that's what, you know, people call it now and everything. But yeah, so my mom is now remarried to, like, the best dude in the world, my stepdad, aww, and my dad is still just whatever. So yeah, that's pretty much it. It's
nice.
It was crazy, but.
So I my parents have been together forever or whatever. So, like, are you as scared of divorce as I am?
I am terrified.
You are.
Of divorce.
Okay.
Yes. And it's not like I'm scared of, like, the failure of it. I just don't want to get hurt. You know what I mean? And, like, I've watched my mom go through it. And divorce was pretty typical, like, where I grew up too. I mean, mm-hmm. I feel like that's probably maybe the case for everybody because divorce has been on the rise over the years and everything. But no, I'm terrified. I kind of would rather just not get married, like, period, than, you know, have to go through a potential divorce.
Yeah.
Just very millennial of us. So,
yeah. So when was your last real relationship?
So it was about 3 years ago when we broke up, and we were together for about 9 months. And it was one of those relationships where it's like you never really made it official, but I felt like I was at that point where I was grown up enough to be like, okay, we're exclusively seeing each other, like, can I call you my boyfriend and, like, this and that and everything. So it's been a while. I've been single for a hot minute.
Yeah. So you've been single for, like, 3 years?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Actually, literally, I think, like, this February, it's been 3 years. Because I remember we, like, broke up in February.
Was this someone you were dating in New York City, or?
I met him in my hometown, actually. I met him on Tinder in my hometown. And he knew a friend of my friend or something like that.
Okay.
So we hit it off. And then that was the summer that I was actually moving to the city.
Okay.
So we were like, we're just gonna keep doing our thing. And he ended up going to school more, like, upstate, near Utica.
Okay.
And so we kind of did long distance for a little bit, and it ended up being a complete shit show. Mm. Like, not just because of the long distance, but just because he was a horrible human being. Mm. So, yeah.
And you're both in college, too. So it's like,
there's
literally, like, everyone is, like, just getting drunk and having
exactly
sex and,
you know, I don't know what I was expecting, to be honest with you. I don't really know what I thought would have come from it, but he ended up, like, I knew he had an ex-girlfriend at the college that he was
going to,
and so one time, I have to tell this story because
it's
just so good.
Please.
I went up there to visit him. I paid $100. I was, like, what, I don't know, 19 or 20 at the time, I guess, when I moved to New York. I bought a $100 train ticket to go up to visit him. I stayed the weekend with him, and we were, like, sleeping one night, and I was wide awake. He was asleep, and his phone went off, and I just kind of, like, looked at it, and it was, like, his ex-girlfriend's name. And I was like, ooh, girl, I'm about to get so mad right now. And I confronted him about it. I was like, what is, like, happening and everything.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, we're just, like, friends, blah, 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 like, the typical whatever.
Yeah.
But then, so I believed it because I'm...
Wait, did you see what the text said?
No,
okay.
No. And I'm the kind of person where I'm like, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No,
like,
that's
I'm
smart.
Just like,
that's smart and mature.
Yeah. I'm not, like, a snooper. I mean, then it was a different time. Now I, like, can't snoop. I'm like, I'd rather just, which is kind of bad, but I'm like, I'd rather just kind of save myself from, like, any type of pain.
Mature,
you know what I mean?
And
yeah. So, So, no, so then we stayed together for like a couple more months after that. And like I said, it was like, we were definitely exclusive. We just never really like verbalized it. And maybe that was like just me being stupid, but, he ended up, I don't remember exactly what happened, but he ended up sending me a screenshot of our conversation. Like, I think I was like, no, I said this. And he was like, no, look, like you, and he took a screenshot and like sent it to me. And my name in his phone was like Samantha or something. Yeah, it was, I was like, so I said like, are you, first of all, are you dumb?
Yeah, like, why would you not change
like my name? Like, I or get
least,
it.
Like, cut it off.
Right, like you're dumb. And of course I let it go and I forgave him, and then it happened again, and that's when I was like, I'm done. Yeah. He like the same thing happened, like where I saw my name in his phone as like something completely different, and I was just like, oh, you know what, he had me in the name as the name of his best girlfriend, like when he was with like his ex-girlfriend slash I'm assuming they were actually dating at the time, like she would think that it was her texting him instead of like, you know, so that was a mess, and that's when I was like, I'm done with this and with like dating. So that was a really long story.
No, please. And so how was the breakup? Like, how did you get over it?
I remember being really upset for a little while because I really liked him, and to be honest with you, he was a really nice guy. He just wasn't ready for like what I wanted, and you know, obviously what he did was not okay, and those parts of him were, you know, he's a dick in those ways. But, like, I knew that he has, like, a good heart, and I hate to, like, say that. He still hits me up, like, all the time, and I just ignore him because I'm just like, I just can't deal with this. To be honest with you, I remember, because I was only about, like, 7 months into living in the city at that point. Mm-hmm. I went to museums every, like, chance I could, and that was how I kind of coped, was to focus on something like a little bit more beautiful than like other things, that. Like, you know what I mean? So I know that's a little weird, but it's like I wanted to spend time with myself.
Yeah.
And so I would go, like, I'm obsessed with the Met now, and I've officially been one of those people that just loves going to museums.
I love that.
Yeah, I just want to like take care of myself. So, and then I got over it.
Yeah.
And I was fine.
Yeah, that's good. So what's your perspective on dating?
I love it. I hate it. Everything in between. My dating life in my hometown was much different than it is in New York. And I know that like a lot of people don't really count their like teenage years as like serious, like anything like that. But I do, because I feel like I went through a lot at that time. And so it's definitely very different here in the city, but I love it, actually, like dating in the city. And the reason why I say like I also hate it is just because it's weird. It's so hard to navigate. I'm sure you can attest to this, but it's like
definitely,
it's just such a weird environment to like step your feet in and try to get to know like people. And people in New York are so different than other people in other areas. Like in my hometown, people are definitely, they're dating to like get married, to have kids, and I'm like, I'm just dating to like just date. I just want to like get to know different people, and I don't know, it's fun. I love it, but at the same time I'm just like, I hate it,
because
it's just, it is what it is. And but I know that I like it enough to keep doing it like consistently.
No, I definitely am like a little sick of it, but it is super fun.
It's fun. Yeah. And you, like I said, you get to know new people and make like different connections. And I also feel like I know myself well enough by now to know what I do and don't like. So I'm able to like weed people out very easily.
Yeah.
So.
And as you get older, that only gets like stronger.
Right.
You know? Speaking about teenage years though, I consider the only time I ever was in love was when I was like
really
a teenager.
Okay. Yeah. I'm so happy that you feel
that
way.
And I mean, like, that relationship lasted, I mean, it was, like, 1 year in high school, and then, like, he went off to the army, and then I moved to the city, and then he moved to the city when he got out of the army, and we, like, continued to, like, see each other, like, once every, like, 6 months, or once every year, or whatever, and then, like,
So I knew that I still, like, loved him because when we would hang out, I definitely had those, like, love feelings. So I do consider, like, my teenage years the only time, yeah, like, I was in love, I guess.
I'm so glad that you can relate to that because I feel like anytime I tell somebody that, they're like, but those times were so, like, you were a different person, you know, like, this whole, you didn't know as much, you were, like, more naive. And I'm like, no, but, like, I still had feelings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I still was a human being.
That was, like, the only time I had my heart broken, really. It was, like, when we cut that off completely.
Really?
Yeah. Like, wow. I would say that was the only time that I was, like, you know, heartbroken or whatever.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. So which dating apps do you use and, like, what's your favorite?
I'm on pretty much all of them, but I only use Hinge for the most part. So I'm on Tinder, I'm on Bumble, I'm on, of course, Hinge. Mm-hmm. I was on one called, like, Field for a little bit, which it was more, like, sex-based, and I ended up meeting, not in person, but I ended up, like, connecting with a girl on there. Because I identify as straight, but I would like to see what it's like to just... I don't know.
Experience other things.
And I do like girls who, like, I don't know. It's kind of weird because I don't mean to, like, step on, like, the LGBTQ community.
I actually really like you said that because, so my best friend who's gay, he was just saying recently, like, he's kind of sick of people saying they're bisexual that haven't, like, held hands with in public with the same sex and, like, know what it's like to, like, sort of, like, live the life of an LGBTQ person. So I kind of really like that you say that.
But so I met a girl on there and we've talked on Instagram and we've, like, tried to set up times to meet and everything, but I just chicken out every time.
Oh,
I'm just,
like,
so
nervous.
And she knows that I've, like, never really done anything with a girl or anything like that, but but other than that, Hinge is my go-to. I feel like the guys are really cute on there. I also have this theory that Hinge tailors, like, who they present to you based on, like, your level of,
like,
like attractiveness. Like, I hate to say that, but I just have noticed that they, like, target me with certain people.
Me too.
I'm like, I knew this one girl who was on it, and she had more of just, like, a nerdy vibe and everything, and she was being targeted with, like, these, like, nerds, and I was like, is this algorithm, like...
It's good.
It's really good. Yeah. I mean, like, if that's what you're into. Of course, everybody has different
I also think they go through, like, your Facebook interests
and you're
things
right,
like
actually,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it probably has something to do with that. Tell me about the best date you've been on.
So I was trying to think of my best date, and I honestly can't even really narrow it down. I feel like I've had a really, like, a lot of really good dates.
That's good.
Before. I just, nothing like that really stands out. Like, one time I was trying to remember, like, I went on a date with a dude last October, or not this past one, but the October before that in 2018. And we literally just, like, got drinks, and then we ended up, like, making out in the back of the bar for, like, 2 hours straight. And I was like, that's a good date.
That,
like, I had a really
date.
Great date with that.
Yeah.
But nothing, like,
that stands out.
Yeah. I kind of, when I go on dates, I just get drinks and I.
Same.
Leave it at that.
Yeah.
I'm not, I can't do dinner. Like, I'm not a dinner person. I can't, like, go to the fucking zoo.
Yeah.
Or anything like that. I'm just like, let's get drinks and call it a day. So there's nothing that's, like, too crazy. But I guess a good date to me is just that, having, like, a connection with someone where we're able to, like, bounce off of each other in a way.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's unique to have, to find someone like that the first time you've met and be, like, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I actually had a good date this past week.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
So I met him for tacos because I was, like, trying to do dry February. And I, so we, like, had tacos, good conversation. And I could tell, like, he didn't want to drink because I wasn't drinking. But, like, I didn't want the date to end. And, like, he didn't want the date to end. So I just, like, ended up ordering a beer. And so he had a drink and, like, just good convo. Like, he was, like, very sarcastic and funny. And so then when it was, like, time to go home, like, his apartment was, it was, like, pouring rain. And his apartment was, like, right down the block. So we, like, went to his apartment, not, like, up in his apartment, but, like, in his, like, doorway.
Yeah.
And so that I could, like, order my Lyft. And I was, like, wearing, like, a big winter jacket. And he, like, just unzipped it and, like, grabbed me.
Yes.
And, like, put his arms around my waist and, like, made out with me, like, super, like, aggressively.
Did you like it?
I loved it. Like, I was did not want to go home. My God. And then I, like, looked at my phone and my cab was there. And I was, like, okay, like, gotta go. But, like, it was really nice that my cab was there because I felt like I was so turned on that, like, I would have, like, just went upstairs.
Yeah.
But, like, and not that there's anything wrong with doing that, right?
Yeah.
But, like, I'm just in a place where I'm trying to, like, you know, have something that, like, lasts a little while or,
yeah,
like, whatever. Not that it doesn't last if you go home.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've just been trying to, like, be a little bit more conscious of it. And so, yeah, like, and then I went home and in the cab I was, like, that, like, was so hot or, like, whatever. Like, yeah. I texted him. And then we, like, started, like, legit sexting.
Amazing.
And I got home and, like, got myself up and then went to sleep.
Oh, my,
like,
God.
It was actually, like, a perfect date.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah,
to be honest,
I was just like, all right, here we go. So
there's nothing like a man, in my opinion, at least, that can, like, like, take control and just, because I get so nervous. I don't know about you, but I get really nervous.
I
was gonna say, you don't strike me as someone who gets, like, nervous.
I'm usually the one that's like, I want to kiss you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Or, like, I don't say it like that. Yeah. But, like, you know, I just, like, go for it usually.
Oh my God. I wish I could do that.
Yeah. Maybe as you get older.
Yeah. Sometimes I do, though. Sometimes,
yeah.
Like, I was dating this guy over the summer who was so shy. And I was like, why are you so shy? Like, you're so cute. Whatever. But I liked it. But
yeah.
I went out with him, like, 4 or 5 times. And I always had to, like,
initiate.
Make the first move.
Yeah.
Which is totally fine. I'm totally okay with that. But I just wanted him to show me some, like,
yeah,
you know, like, he wanted it too and everything. And then I eventually had to be like,
yes,
we're 5 days in
working.
And I haven't seen your pee-pee.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm sorry. But we're
done. I love that. So tell me about a bad date you went on.
Okay. You know what's so crazy, too? I thought about this over the summer, and I was like, wow, because over the summer was my starting back point where I took, like, a break for a little bit from dating for a few months in 2019, and then I ended up, like, in July, I was like, okay, I'm going to go on dates. And I was like, I've never really been on a bad date.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about it, and I was like, I've never really had a bad date before. And then all of a sudden, I had a bad date.
Oh, no.
I don't want to go into details because it was actually pretty rough.
Okay.
He was just super racist. And it was, especially, like, in New York, it's not something you typically see. Obviously, there are people here who are just horrible. It was horrendous. I was like, I can't. I had to leave, of course, and never talk to him again. So that was like, like, tragically sad to me,
right.
Like, where it was, like, a lot of people have bad dates where they're like, oh my God, like, this stupid thing happened or whatever, and I'm like, no, this was actually just a,
like,
horrible person that I would never even want to, like, associate myself with again.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Tell me about your first time having sex.
Oh my God, my first time was, I mean, it's pretty typical, it's pretty average, but I was really young, I was 14.
Yeah. Okay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. I don't regret it for a second. But whenever I tell people that, they're like, oh, man, you're 14. I'm like, looking back at it, my cousin is 15 right now. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Right,
I like,
right.
But hey, get it, girl. Whatever you want to do. It was with my boyfriend at the time. And he was my, like, first everything. From, like, kiss to fucking, like, everything in between. And we basically would just hang out on his couch. Because my mom, like, wouldn't let us. Like, my mom had to go talk to his mom, like, when we first met. I mean, like, I would, too.
Yeah.
And just be like, look, she, like, can't, you guys, like, can't go in the room together. But, so we would hang out on his couch in, like, his den area, like, away from his mom and stuff. And one day we just banged on the couch.
Yeah.
To Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
You know what's so crazy, too? My parents told us that they were getting divorced to Finding Nemo, too.
Oh,
like,
my
Finding
God.
Nemo was on the back. I was like, I cannot.
That movie,
watch,
like, means
this.
Something.
It really does. It's a great movie, though. I was just like, what?
Oh,
but,
God.
I mean, it wasn't, like, great by any means. It was just like, I don't even actually really remember it.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. So.
Yeah, for sure.
It was just like, so long ago.
Tell me about the best sex you've ever had. This is a new question that I've
kind
of added.
Okay.
And, like, what made it so great?
I've had a lot of really good sex lately, like, nice. In the past year. I would say, like I said, this past year has really been my, like, sexual awakening and everything. I fucked a lot before this past year, but nothing that was ever too, like, mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. I can think of two people in two different, like, scenarios. The one guy, I met both of them on Hinge. The one guy was, and I should preface this also by saying that I kind of only date guys in their 30s now because okay. I'm just over it.
Yeah.
So he was really experienced and he was into like dom sub stuff. Mm-hmm. And I always been into that. Like, yeah. Shout out to Sasha Gray on fucking yeah. Pornhub. Like, that girl is crazy and I love her. So I've always been into it, but never really tried anything more than just like light choking and like, yeah. you know, stuff like that. Mm-mm. He showed me a whole new world. I was like, hello, I'm here. I love this. I can't really narrow it down to one time, but he would, I mean, he bought like things for me to like put on, like,
right.
Like
bondage?
Yeah. I was like trying to think of the word. There was so much stuff that we did. I mean, we would do like a ton of butt stuff, which I love.
Nice.
He's the first guy that made me squirt.
Oh.
Yeah, which again, like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, I never really thought that I could. I also was one of those people that was like, it's just pee.
Yeah.
It is not pee.
No, it's not.
It's not pee.
The first time
I was gonna say, have you?
Oh yeah.
Love it.
There was this one guy who asked, the first time I squirted, it was like this one guy and he asked me like, have you squirted? And I was like, no. And he's like, watch this. And he did something with his fingers and then it literally like went everywhere and I was shaking and shocked. But then this other guy, who was just like probably one of the best like sex I've ever had, I guess, it, like, would happen during sex where, like, I just thought I had a really good orgasm, but then, like, got up and was, like, the sheets were just, like, it had to have been, like, squirting. And
yeah.
it would happen with him, like, every single time. So,
Yeah. so much fun.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. I mean, it's a mess, but, like,
it
that
is,
sex
yeah.
is messy. Like, you just have to get used to it.
Change your fucking sheets out
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Yeah. I loved it, though. And I actually, same thing happened to me, too, where I was like, do you come when you squirt, though? Like, I don't come every time I squirt.
I don't know if, I don't know, because there was, like, with the sex, but
yeah.
definitely when the guy fingered me.
Oh, okay.
Like,
okay.
it was, like, shaking and, like.
Yeah.
And with that guy, like, I came numerous times during sex, so I wasn't sure if it was while I was squirting or, like, you know,
okay.
I kind of was just, like, mind blown.
Yeah.
I came, like, three times by now, so
yeah.
I have no idea.
See, I don't come every time I squirt, and it's, like, I thought it was weird at first because, like, the dude was like, did you come? And I was like, no.
Yeah.
But, like, I felt it, and it felt good. Like,
right.
it wasn't, it's not, like, a bad feeling. It's not like it's just, like, numb.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Like, liquids coming out of my kooka. But, like, whatever. So that was really fun. And he can't make me squirt with his dick, though. He can only make me squirt with his
fingers. Right.
And the first few times, I was like, same thing. I was like, what is this? Like, I don't know what this is. Like, I didn't realize. He was like, oh, you're so wet. I'm like, I guess so.
Yeah.
And so he, shout out to him. He's given me, like, a whole new experience on everything. I mean, we did, like, ball gags. It's, like, light bondage, but, like, we did, like, ball gags. And, like, he had, like, these tie, like, rope things that were on, like, each corner of his bed. And you would, like, put your arms and legs in them.
Mm.
And, I'm trying to think. I honestly haven't fucked him in a minute, so I can't really remember exactly what he has. But
that's okay.
But yeah, no, he super cool. And then the other, like, the another dude, like, really good sex, also kind of relates to squirting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually seeing him right now still. But he, his dick is just curved the right way.
Oh, yes, I've had that.
And I'm like, and you know what? He can't make me squirt when he's fingering me. And I don't know if it's just like a technique thing, but
yeah.
he can't. But the second we start fucking, it's just like
everywhere.
A pool.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
And I love it, honestly. It's
yeah.
so much fun.
Definitely.
And so yeah, I've had a lot of really good sex over the past like year or so.
That's good.
But I really like the whole like bondage, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
And want to try it even more. I've tried to find like other people to try it with, mm-hmm. but it's hard to be like.
Like right off the bat.
Do you
want to
choke me? Like, yeah. Can you please choke me?
Tell me about a Walk of Fame story you have.
So I don't have any in particular that I can think of right off the top of my head, but I definitely, because I feel like in New York, it's a lot easier to just get an Uber and call it a day.
Or even like on the train, if you look crazy, it's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
People look crazy all the time on the train. It's like, that's what I love about New York is like, you could be having like a full blown mental breakdown in the corner of the train and people are still like minding their own business and everything.
Right.
I've definitely, I mean, this past October, I left the one dude's house, the like bondagey dude, mm-hmm. in my like Halloween cow costume at like 8 a.m., which isn't like, you know, it's like
that's
whatever.
Funny.
He also had a really bad habit of like when he, well, it wasn't his fault, but when he would like come on my face, like it would get on my eye. Mm. And have you ever had that happen?
Yeah.
Your eye just turns like bright red.
No, actually, I haven't had that happen. Now that I think about it.
It doesn't like hurt or anything, but you look in the mirror and it's just like bloodshot. It's really gross. Yeah, it's gross. And, so yeah, I did that. And then, yeah, but it's so, like I said, it's easy here because you could just call an Uber. Uber, like, I don't even look at the Uber driver, which is horrible because I probably should. But, yeah, nothing too crazy. I'm sure if I could dig back into my teenage years, I would have something a little bit more interesting. But, yeah.
No, it's fine. So what turns you on, like, with a man?
So, when it comes to, like, sexually, I love making out. Like, mm-hmm. and I know that's, like, it's, like, not as touchy and stuff, but there's something that's so good when you find someone who you just connect with so well when it, like, when you're making out, and it's awesome.
That's how I felt about this date this week. I was like, oh, I haven't had a make out like that.
I know, and it's so refreshing, and it's just, like, wow, you're so in sync and everything.
Yeah.
It's so good. I think I really like that. When it comes to personality or just like my encounter with someone, I just like, I like guys who are a little aggressive but not in like a
asshole way.
Yeah, which is really a really like thin line to walk.
definitely.
Because it's like, sometimes I'll be like, oh my god, like you are, I love your like personality, like you're blah blah blah, and then all of a sudden they're like, yeah, and then fuck that bitch, or like they say something like really, and I'm just like, I hate that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I like what I like. I can't really narrow it down to like what turns me on,
right,
sexually or like just compatibility wise.
Yeah.
I just like what I like, and that's pretty much it. I don't really have like a type. I don't really, you know, whatever. But yeah, I also really love fingering.
Yeah, me too.
It's so good. Oh my god.
Me
like
too.
When you get someone who's like good at it and when they take these two fingers, forget about
me
it.
Me too. That's
forget
so,
about it.
Most girls are like, oh, I'd rather get me eaten out.
I'm oh
like,
no.
Like, I'd rather get fingers.
I don't really care for, unless you're really good at it.
Same.
I don't really care to be like,
yeah, like I'm
out.
Like, well, you gotta put fingers in there if you're doing that.
Exactly. And a lot of guys like don't.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That, which is fine. Everybody has like their own techniques and stuff.
Yeah.
But I love
But fingering. I also think a lot of girls would like it just their mouth anyway, so
they're probably
going by the majority. Tell me about what your, I think you hit on this a little bit, but like your ideal first date. You said just drinks, right?
Yeah, pretty much just drinks.
Good conversation.
That's it,
yeah.
I mean, a good conversation. I definitely know, I feel like I've been on enough dates now where I know if it's gonna be a long date or not. I have this theory that if, or not a theory, it's just like something I think of, that if the date is more than like 2 to 3 hours, it's like a great date. Because I'm not going to stick around for 2 hours if I'm not having a good time. Like one time I went on this date with this guy who was the most boring dude I've ever met in my life, and it lasted 40 minutes. And I was like, this is the shortest date I've ever been on in my entire life. It was a mess. But yeah, just like drinks and then maybe like a little bone in afterwards, but like that's pretty much like if it's feels right and everything.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Okay. Hi guys, this is Peninsula Linda from the Not Having It podcast, a podcast where we come together to talk about all the things that we are not having it with. So what exactly is not having it, you may wonder? For example, I'm not having it with this current quarantine situation we're living in, but I am having it with being able to watch 5 different shows at once. So yeah, join us every Monday where you can see what we are not having it with at the moment. And we also have very special guests and listeners on our episodes too. Thank you. Now it's time for some games. All right, so we're going to play Proceed with Caution or Deal Breaker. He tells you he's not family oriented.
Oriented.
Did I say it right?
No, oriented.
Thank you.
I say oriented.
Oh my God,
I don't
that
know,
was
though.
So funny. I was like, no, I knew it was wrong. Family oriented. There we go. Family oriented.
Probably like Proceed with Caution. I don't really. Okay. That's not something I really.
Yeah.
I mean, it says something if you like hate your family, right? But I would have to know like the situation.
I would definitely have to know the situation, but it would be hard for me because I am so
right
like family oriented, so yeah, that would be hard
yeah
for me.
Does your family have a tendency, I don't know how often you like introduce guys to your family or anything, but do they have a tendency to just like swoop them up and make them like,
I have no idea, I haven't had a guy be introduced to my family since I was in community college.
Oh my God. Do they say anything about it? Sometimes my mom's like, and you had a boyfriend?
No, not really. I think they're, like, used to it now. I think before, like, sure. But then now it's like, well, that's just Kiki. Like, that's what my family calls me. Like, they're just like, that's just her. Like, whatever.
Okay,
Proceed with Caution or Deal Breaker. They're geographically undesirable. So, like, since we live in New York, like, they're, like, in Jersey or Long Island.
Deal breaker.
Deal breaker, right?
I usually don't date guys out of Manhattan. Yeah. Which I know is really picky.
Oh, see, I'll do other boroughs.
I'm the one guy I'm seeing right now lives in Astoria.
Okay.
And that's fine because it's kind of just right across from where
I
live.
Yeah.
But Brooklyn's, like, a little, I don't know. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's definitely not, like, the worst thing in the world, but I would never date a guy in Long Island or Jersey.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. He's unemployed.
Oh, deal breaker.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I'm a workaholic. I cannot do that at all. If we don't meet on the same level when it comes to, like, our work ethics, forget about it.
Yeah.
I just can't.
I mean, I would, like, be like, are you just laid off? Is he looking for a job? Like, maybe, but if he was just, like, literally like, no, I don't have a job, I'd be like, no
right, yeah, there. It just doesn't like make any sense.
Yeah.
But okay, there's someone out there
he lives with his parents.
Deal breaker.
I can't do that honestly now that I'm 32, like if I was your age I might be like, oh, like, you know, he's saving to like pay off student loans or something like that would be fine, but I feel like it's rough because then they always have to be in your space, right?
I know.
And it's like, I don't always want them in my space.
Like, I never have guys in my space. I like usually only ever go to like their place. So
yeah, if it's a like fuck buddy situation, it's always at my place.
Really?
I don't want to go like out of my way.
But what if they don't leave?
Oh, no, I'll kick them out. I'm fine with that. I'll be like, you gotta go.
I gotta get on that level,
honestly. I'm fine with that. They trash their ex.
It's not a deal breaker. Okay. Probably proceed with caution, but I don't like hearing about, like, an ex. If you have, like, a bad time, or if you, like, don't like them anymore, obviously you don't like them anymore, but if you had a really, like, tumultuous relationship, that's fine. I don't really care to like hear about it. I just don't want to know. I have the incredible luck of dating guys who are always friends with their ex-girlfriends. It's literally my favorite.
Okay.
Just kidding, I hate it.
I hate it.
It's the worst. I hate it. It drives me crazy. But that's what happens when you date guys who are like a little bit older.
Right.
Is they've had like a long relationship for a while. Literally every single guy that I've seen in the past like 6 months is friends with their ex, and I'm just like, I just don't get it. But I mean, to each his own. Sometimes it just doesn't work out, like, you know, what's the word? Like, relationship,
but
like,
then,
yeah, but like, you're friends, so
yeah,
yeah.
My roommate is friends with all of her exes, and I'm always like, I don't know how you do it, girl. I'm like, I could not.
Is it a deal breaker
for you? I think it's a deal breaker if he's, like, trashing them, like she was crazy, or...
Yeah, like, see, I don't those like
those kinds of, like, or, you know, she's a bitch, or, like, those kinds of things. I'm like, like...
I know.
Yeah, because then, like, what are you going to call me? Like,
exactly. You know? I think that, too, and I'm like, well... What she did or, like, what she was doing, was it really crazy or were you just being an asshole?
Yeah, and I just feel like it's 2020. Don't call women crazy at
exactly.
this point. They want to call you mommy in bed.
That's a deal breaker. Yeah. I respect everyone's kinks. Yeah. It's just not for me.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I feel the same way. Yeah. I don't really want to be called that.
It's so interesting, though, because, like, I don't know what you do. Yeah. But, like, I'll call someone daddy.
Yeah, like, right. Yeah, it's, like, sort of like a double standard.
It is,
thing.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, well.
They are into bondage.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't even proceed with caution. Yeah. Right there.
Down.
Yeah, I'm very down.
Same. Uses his phone throughout the date.
That's a tough one. I get very weird about that stuff where I'm just, like... Especially on a first date. Yeah. I guess if we've been dating for a little bit and you have like, something
fine.
Going on, it's like, whatever. I think it might be a deal breaker. I don't like that very much. I would not do that. My phone is usually in my bag.
Yeah, same.
And leaving it at that.
Yeah. They were a virgin.
I would definitely fuck a virgin. Nice. I have fucked a virgin, actually. Yeah, it was when I was a little bit younger, but it was fun. I turned him into a little bit of a freak.
It didn't work out for me. I did it once and then I was like, I can't do this.
It wasn't good? Was it? Obviously it wasn't good.
But, like, I was dating him for a while and, like, you know, trying to be patient and things like that. And then I was just like, I can't do this.
Wait, how old was he?
My age.
Really?
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
Not that long ago.
Oh.
I feel really bad for him, to be honest. But at least now he got it out of the way.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That makes me just, like, so sad. But, like I said, everybody has their, like, own.
Right. He was just insecure. Last one of these, they wanted you to dom them.
Oh, I would definitely do that.
Yeah.
I would definitely. I've actually been wanting to do that.
Yeah.
I asked the one guy if I could.
I really want to try pegging. But I have tried to be a dom and was, like, into it for, like, a couple minutes.
Really?
And then I was like, okay, like...
What did you, like, what exactly did you do?
It was just, like, a choke and a slap. Like, it wasn't anything, like, tying, like, maybe, like, if I had, like, equipment and stuff and, like, you know, got, like, more into that, like, I might be. But at the time, I was just like, no, just turn me around and choke me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, whatever.
Yeah. I could definitely do it.
Yeah.
I'd be so down. I mean, the two guys that I'm seeing right now both said I can choke them.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Have you done butt stuff with a guy? Like, on him?
Yeah. Yes. I'm not that into butt stuff either way. I've tried, like, me getting it, and I had, like, one good night with that, but, like, it was... I was just like, ugh, I'd rather.
It's just not mind-blowing.
It's just not. And then I've definitely done finger stuff to a guy and eaten ass to a guy. And I have no problem doing it, like, if they want it. But it's not something I, like, normally would just, like, pull out.
Yeah.
But, okay, let's switch to Never Have I Ever.
I always get confused how to play this game.
Okay, so basically, you just say if you've done it or not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never Have I Ever had a threesome.
I have not, but I'm in the process of trying to have one, planning one with the one guy. Really,
you didn't
trying
find anyone on Field or whatever that app is?
I found, well, the thing is, he has people who he wants to bring into it. He's a complete, like, I don't know, like, what the best word. He just loves having sex. He has sex with so many different people and everything. So he has people in mind that he wants to have, like, a threesome with. I went on the apps and tried, but I was just like, I don't know if I'd rather have someone that, like, we kind of know. I mean, I wouldn't know them, obviously, but just, like, I don't know. Have you?
Yeah, so I was, like, swiping on Tinder, and the first picture was the guy, and the second picture was the girl, and then they had a picture together, and I was like, they're hot. They want a threesome. Let's do this. So they, like, took me on a date.
Oh, my God.
And we had a good night, like, for sure. So, yeah, I feel like you just gotta,
figure it out. It's, like, a ballsy thing. Yeah. That I also found a few people on Tinder that were, and the one girl was, like, really, really hot. Yeah. And I just never got the courage to just be, like, I'll do it.
Like, yeah. Whatever, so. Yeah. It was, like, as long as you, like, meet for a drink or two, I think that's the way to go, like, for sure. Like, not just, like, be like, okay, let's go do this. Like, you know, I felt super comfortable. They were, like, both, like, touching me, at, like, at the bar, which was nice. And, like, yeah, it worked out actually really well. They wanted to continue to do it, but that I didn't feel comfortable with. I was, like, for me, it was, like, a one-time thing. Like, you guys are in a relationship. I don't want to be, like, the weird,
like third wheel of almost that. Yeah,
like, so yeah, but it was fun.
Yeah
Never have I ever abruptly walked out of a date.
That happened with the dude that was a little racist.
Yeah that makes sense.
Yeah
Never have I ever had sex in public.
No, but I feel like every single teenager in the world has been fingered in a movie theater. So, if that's what, like, public sex is, then sure, I guess maybe. I'm down for it, though. I just am, I'm very, like, paranoid type of person in general. And, but, I mean, I would definitely do it. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to have sex in a bar bathroom, which I know sounds really kind of gross. Was. But have you done it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Can I do it, please? Hello?
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's, like, nerve-wracking.
It is. And I'm just, like, I don't understand how you, like, even make it happen. But it's, like,
I think it just happens when it happens and there's, like, no, like, real plan.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's just, like, yeah.
Yeah. Good for you.
Had more than one date in 24 hours.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. One time in college, I actually had sex with three different guys in, like, it was about a day.
I love that. Good for you.
Which is just, I mean, that wasn't a date, of course, but it was like one night and then the morning and then the next night. So I guess it was kind of whatever. And then this past summer or the summer before that, I was like, I need to go on a date. So I ended up booking two dates in one day.
Nice.
And they both sucked. They both were horrible. And I was really hungover for the second one. So it was, like, even worse, which is my own fault. But yeah.
I don't think I have. But what I would worry about is, like, the first date was really good and the second one sucked. Like, that would be annoying.
Yeah,
right?
You're just like, oh, you're like, I don't want to go on.
Like,
right
I
now.
Wish I just stayed on the first one.
Yeah. I have no problem canceling, though, on people. So I would just be like, sorry.
Yeah. Never have I ever kissed a celebrity.
No. Mm. I don't really have a desire to.
Yeah.
Have you?
No, but I've had people say yes, and I just like to know who it
is. Yeah, oh, really? like, who? I can't say. Oh, okay.
But I'll tell you after.
Yeah.
Never have I ever snuck out of someone's apartment after sex. Like, in the next morning, or...
I don't actually think I have.
Yeah?
I'm usually, like, okay, hi, I'm leaving now.
Okay.
Like, I'll talk. Yeah. Like, I actually don't have a lot of, like, one-time, like, hookup.
Okay.
Like, things. I usually will hook up with someone for, like, a while and, like, end up building a relationship on, like, the respect that you, like, let me know when you're leaving and stuff kind of thing. But no, not really.
Okay.
Yeah.
I definitely have in my younger years. I've said the wrong name during sex.
I almost said the wrong name, and I caught myself, though, which I'm really good at, like, catching myself. Like, I remember also one time I was having, like, mind-blowing sex, and I almost said, like, I love you.
Oh,
like, just
because
it was so good, I just wanted to be like, oh my God, I fucking love you, but I ended up catching myself and being like, but yeah, luckily I'm good at catching myself with stuff like that.
Yeah. Never have I ever role-played.
I have never. I don't think I would really want to. I don't really know, like, I'm not, first of all, does that, like, require acting skills? Because, like, I just don't, like,
sort of, and then not really.
Have you done it?
Oh my God, it's my favorite.
Like, Tell me about it. Like, what do you do? I'm so intrigued.
So, I mean, I've talked about it so many times on here, but I've done, like, burglar, where, like, I left my apartment door open and he, like, didn't tell me what time he was coming. I've done, like, coach, like, gymnast. And just, like, all those kinds of, like,
what do you things. Do? Do you just, like, do you, like, talk it out?
Yeah, but, like, I guess it's more of, like, yeah, it is just, like, playing a role, basically, right? Like, yeah, it's just, I guess it just is what it is.
That,
like,
is so cool.
Kind of, like, go with the flow.
I love that.
Yeah, it's, like, one of my faves.
I was gonna say, you seem to like it a lot.
Yeah, I do. Never have I ever been to a sex club.
I've never, but I've been wanting to go. Isn't there one, like, around here?
Like, yeah, so I haven't been either, but what I know from, like, my friends in the community is, like, that in New York, it's hard to find, like, one that, like, because, like, if you go in Manhattan or whatever, like, it's more of, like, a four floors and, like, each floor has, like, someone tied up and you can, like, watch the show or go into rooms or, like, whatever, which sounds fun. But then if you find, like, the, like, smaller ones, which is what I would want, it's like, you kind of have to, like, know somebody to know, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm willing to try either.
Honestly, same. Like, I would definitely go to one.
I just wouldn't want to go as a single girl. And right this second, I don't have anybody that I would take with me.
Yeah.
That, like, would make... Like, we would have a safe word if I need to get out. Like, you right. know, like, I just wouldn't feel comfortable with the people that I'm currently having sex with, so.
I also heard that you have to, like, apply to some, like.
Some, yeah,
which
but.
Is, I mean, which makes sense, because you don't want some, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoever coming in there, but, like, yeah, it's really interesting. Mm-hmm. Do you know House of Yes?
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard that that's not, like. Labeled as a sex club, but I've heard it's pretty. Have you been?
I haven't been. I've heard of it. I don't know much actually about
it. I've heard that it's like just super kinky and people like gay, straight, like everyone is there and everyone's like super horny.
Might be a good starting point.
Yeah. Yeah. It might be.
Never have I ever been skinny dipping with a partner.
I've been skinny dipping. I don't think I've ever gone with a partner.
Yeah, I feel like it's always with girls.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like on Vanderpump Rules, and they always go skinny dipping in
the ocean,
like,
or
wherever vacation they are.
Yeah, never have I ever had sex with a coworker.
I've never had sex with a coworker. I work in fashion; it's pretty much women or gay dudes.
Got it. Never have I ever gotten off to a TV or movie character.
Oh, I don't think so. I'm not really. Like, I just like porn stars,
okay.
You know? Yeah. I don't really have someone in mind that I've really, really been attracted to and have, like, gotten off to them. But I've been, like, super into some, like, people. I'm like, oh, my God. But, yeah, I don't think so.
Okay. Gotcha. Never have I ever hooked up in a cab.
I've, like, made out intensely in a cab. But not like, I've never been, like...
Me
anything
either.
Oh wait, no, I was fingered in a cab actually.
You were?
yeah now that I think about it. I was on my way to a party with this guy, and it was very just, it was like low-key, it wasn't like anything too obvious, but yeah,
I feel like I wouldn't be able to do that. Like, I hardly make out in cabs, like, unless I'm like wasted.
It's really uncomfortable.
Like, I'm like, I don't want to.
Yeah, I know. I don't like that. I'm like, I don't like it either, when you have to, like, there's someone else there and it's like but it was fun.
Never have I ever had a sugar baby experience.
I have not. I actually, do you remember I, like, messaged you about
that.
This?
That's why I added it.
I have not. I have wanted to try, which is when I ended up, like, messaging you about it and everything. I think it just goes back to, I'm just not ballsy enough. I just don't feel like I would be comfortable enough to, like, go out with an older dude who it also comes down to an attraction thing. And I know, like, the stereotype is that, like, sugar daddies are all, like, older, like, dudes and everything, but if that stereotype is true, I don't know if I'm willing to, Like, I have to be attracted to someone in order to have sex with them. And not that, I'm not saying that you have to have sex with anyone.
Yeah.
If you're a sugar baby.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I haven't really done anything with it. Yeah. I've thought about, like, selling, like, underwear and, like, feet pics and, like, that kind of sex work. Too. But, yeah, it's very hard, though, based off of what I've, like, researched and stuff. And it's so saturated right now that it's, like...
Snooki has a podcast from Jersey Shore, and one of her sponsors is, like, a super safe way to sell your underwear, and I keep forgetting about it until I talk about it, and I'm like, I have to look that up.
That is awesome. Yeah. I should check that out.
Yeah, I have to look up, like, which one it is.
Yeah, let me know.
okay, last one. Never have I ever accidentally sent the wrong person nudes.
I feel like I definitely have done this. I can't remember exactly who it was, but I remember sending... It's hard because I always date more than one guy at a time. It's just, like, always what I do. And I've definitely... actually think a few months ago I sent the wrong guy nudes. But he took it as, like, a... like, just a nice surprise.
Yeah,
and I was
exactly.
like, oh, okay, you're welcome. Like, no problem. It's not a problem. But, yeah, and then... yeah. I think that's pretty much it.
All right. Thank you so much for doing
this.
Thank you.
Okay, that was fun.
That was so fun.